Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
All right, I had to chime in a little bit at the end there. Mark Fry is here. We want people to offer up something in their life, mainly lighter topic, that they want to opine on, that they're going to say overrated, underrated, properly rated. Mark Fry, it's been a while. Are you ready? You're wearing your free WCCO radio shirt.
Yeah, I got this like one of the first 2 weeks I worked here, and it's someone else may have worn it before then, but I'm happy to wear it now.
That would not shock me if we recycle our shirts. Hey, I'm sorry, it's time to go. We know we gave you two shirts. Bring them in or else it's $40.
We'll That's the worst part about like station apparel is like if you happen to leave, what do you do with it? Like I have a bunch of shirts. I could just donate them, but nobody wants to wear
okay.
that.
Okay, so I have a good question on this because there was a friend of mine who was a big knocker for this particular organization, was let go by the organization. We then went on a trip, golf trip, and everything on the golf trip was from that business. Everything.
It's a tough look.
And I was like, okay, I wouldn't do that. But should I applaud this guy for saying, what do I care? I have this, I have that. Why should I pay for it? I've got it. I'll still keep using the stuff. Mark Fry, would you do that? You're dumped by this place, but you have all sorts of essential items where if you don't use this, you got to spend a decent amount of money getting new ones.
Yeah, I would use them because I was in a similar boat. In college, I worked for the Iowa football team for a season, and they gave us a bunch of clothes and stuff. And, like, I'm not going to wear all that stuff, but I still have it. I don't know.
What did you do?
I filmed their practice, so I did, like, I was up in, like, the...
You're like a Belichick spy?
Pretty much, yeah. I was in the scissor lifts just filming practice and all that kind of stuff, so... For other teams. No, I'm just kidding.
Aragon, what are you doing?
Are you kidding me? Of course I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it till it's threadbare.
Of course you would. All right, Mark, what do you have?
All right, so Veterans Day today, and that means in downtown Minneapolis there is free parking.
Oh, God, I thought about it.
And then I
was on the phone and I paid for parking. What a dope.
That's what my overrated is today. Completely forgot about it. Paid my $9 in the ramp.
Oh, you too.
And I was telling Dave, we need like a signal and whether it's...
Can I set the migraine for this and get my money back?
The 35W bridge needs to light up like green or something when it's free parking in Minneapolis.
We talked about it too and I just got caught up doing it.
Oh, shame on both of you.
Yes, I'm embarrassed. Why don't you pay us?
Better.
I paid $6.30. He paid $9. $15.30 from you.
No, absolutely not. I warned you over the phone what, about a half an hour before you got downtown? That's your own fault.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Another overrated, the Easy Pass lanes, we just need to get rid of them. I think they're a scam.
Whoa.
And
really?
Along with the double white lines in the roads, nobody obeys those laws or nobody actually uses those. So why don't we just open it up?
Okay, let's take them one by one. It's a Monday, so it's pretty quiet here. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday downtown. That's it. Monday and Friday, it's about 20% of what it used to be.
Correct.
I'd say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe 75% what it used to be. What do you guys think about that number?
I would say that for sure Monday and Friday, it's very quiet.
How about the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah, it's ramped up significantly.
75%?
Yeah, I agree.
Dave?
That's a fair. I think 20 is a little low, but 75 for the midweek is fair.
So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday going either way. 35,
yeah.
384. The folks actually in the Easy Pass lanes, what percentage of them, Dave Harrigan, are paying for that or have two people and thus are properly allowed?
16%.
84%.
Yes.
Are in those lanes and should not be in the lanes?
Yes.
Fry?
I think it's like 95% of people.
Wow.
I'm willing to be an undercover officer busting people in those lanes for free.
You do rarely see someone who's out there checking, right?
Never.
They probably have more better things to do, but
I'm sure they do. But I better stop paying because I pay occasionally.
Oh, do you?
Now I feel like I'm a fool for doing that.
Yeah.
The double white lines. I think there's 2% of the population that pays attention to that if they really feel like they need to turn.
Right.
If all this, oh no, my exit is here. Or wait, I can go in this lane and I can go faster. Harrigan, my over-under is 2.1% of the population pays attention. Over or under?
Under.
Under. Mark, I think you've discovered some accuracy.
Yeah. Launch an investigation.
Yes.
Very quickly, underrated the NASCAR pace car crashing into the barrels yesterday during the championship race.
I missed this.
Taking a hard left into pit row and just barreling into the side of the wall. I mean, just.
The pace car?
Yes.
Who was driving the pace car?
I don't know.
Probably a woman, because they shouldn't be allowed to drive, right, Dave Harrigan?
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Are you kidding? Are you really kidding, Chad?
A couple more here. Underrated. The hype for the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson boxing match. I'm excited for it.
I am too. I'm all in.
If it was in my kitchen, I don't think I'd look.
Oh, come on. You have to have at least a little bit of curiosity.
No, I have none. Now, if we got to pay for this?
Netflix.
If you have Netflix, you don't.
Okay, then if I'm home and I'm lonely and I'm by myself and the power is out and I can only get Netflix, yes. Now, will I watch it? Maybe, but excitement? Curious? Anticipating? No. You guys are actually anticipating this? Excited about it?
I mainly just want to see Jake Paul get it handed to him. Like Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson looks incredible.
Heck of a guy Mike is. I mean, Mike is the good guy in this.
I mean,
Jake is a jackass, right?
Yeah, yes. That's a nice way of putting
it. He's a jackass.
That's about his kind.
Mike's done some awful things.
Yeah. Mike's done some terrible things.
We do still want to see Jake get his face caved in a little bit.
Yes. All right, let's pause there. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? Or you want to chime in any of the comments we've offered up so far? 651-461-9226.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a good tune. Come on, right?
Military veteran Shaggy bringing you Mr. Boombastic. It's my theme song.
Underrated, putting the Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving. Mark Fry, yes or no?
Incorrect.
Dave Harrigan, yes or no?
No. Weekend
three
after.
For three. Thank you. That is the correct answer. Overrated gender reveal parties. Had to attend one recently, and the ridiculous also almost made me vomit. What sort of party did you guys do again?
We had a party on the day she was born and told people what her gender was. We did not do a gender reveal.
Got it.
The only good thing about gender reveals is when it goes poorly, right?
Yes.
You know, the guy is supposed to hit a ball or something, and he misses it, and it hits the...
In the right scale of poorly. You know, like,
right.
Well, obviously. I just mean when the reveal is all, you know, this grand plan and then somebody screws up.
Yes. Correct. What do you have, sir?
Underrated. One of the great snacks that I don't think gets nearly enough respect
in
this world.
Mark, what's your gut tell you? Tell me your instinct. You're going to agree or disagree with him?
I'm going to disagree with this probably.
I'm going to disagree also.
Good cottage cheese.
Oh, no, I agree.
Underrated.
1,000%.
And by good, I mean Old Home 4% milk fat. There is no substitution.
No.
Yes, the one in the blue container. Would you stop making noise back there?
What's going on? Is the major thing going to fire again, too?
Probably.
The sea salt one. That's what I like.
Of the Old Home brand?
Low calcium. Yes.
Low calcium?
Yes. I'll find it here. No.
Low sodium. Thank you. We're pulling the calcium out
Hold
of
on. There's my first migraine moment right here.
Now, yes. Old Home does the standard 4% that they've always
done.
You
like your big curds
and they
or
also
small curds?
Do the sea salt, still the 4% milk fat. Both are tremendous. I actually do lean towards the sea salt a little bit more.
Thank you.
But either way.
Thank you. So I was right. Even though I got my calcium.
You were close. Either way, if it's the good cottage cheese, you know, you go to like a salad bar back in the day.
I'll go hotter. And I love cottage
cheese. It's so good. It's just tremendous.
Not a fan. It's very healthy for you, though.
Get out of here.
High protein.
Go back to videotaping. God knows, God knows what you're videotaping now.
It's very good.
The only bad thing, it costs about $18 for a little tub now. Yeah, it's not the cheapest snack, but... Yeah. Boy, I go through it quickly when I have it.
Oh, I'll tell you what. When I'm not sleeping, among the items I nibble at night, cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Grab a spoon, dip it in. Nobody needs to know.
Exactly right.
Nobody needs to know. All right, you help me out on this one, both of you, because I don't know if this is underrated, overrated, or properly rated.
Yeah.
Out to dinner Saturday night with a big group, enjoying our time, and I'm looking around the dining room at one point, and I notice a family sitting across the way a little bit, and the dad is wearing a MAGA hat. Some people would be violently offended by that.
Okay, so far it's just a family.
Yes.
And the dad's wearing
that's all.
A MAGA hat.
Yeah, and there was no altercations, nothing like that. But it was strange just to see somebody in that environment wearing a hat, because he was like the only guy inside the restaurant wearing a hat. But some people very offended. Other people would obviously be very supportive. Other people like me thought, this is a Larry David moment right here. This is an LD, Curb Your Enthusiasm, wearing the MAGA hat as the only person wearing a hat in the restaurant on a Saturday night.
Is it over, under, or proper? I don't know.
It wouldn't have fazed me. It wouldn't. I wouldn't have noticed it at all.
Well, you had to notice it. It was bright red.
Well, okay, but it wouldn't have been like, oh, geez, that bugs me, or I love that. It's just there's just some guy eating by me wearing the hat. Now, when Larry didn't curb, when he realized he wanted to get his way in L.A., it's absolutely brilliant. Like, it was sublime. But I don't. We're gonna get to a spinoff of this a little bit next segment. Fry, would that have stood out to you at all?
No, I mean, I don't think so. If it was like full on, like suit, like red, white, and blue suit, obviously that's an attention grabber, but no, it's just a hat.
And
the macho Trump t-shirt.
And Lee Greenwood is right there singing right. God Bless America. Yeah,
right.
Could he sing my order,
Proud
please?
To be an American.
It struck me as an odd choice for out to dinner on Saturday night.
You hate the president-elect, is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying
at all.
You
storm out?
No, I enjoyed my meal. I didn't pay for it.
Of course, that's the reason why you enjoyed it.
I'm sorry, he's ruined my night. Last thing, I've made this point before, and I'll make it again. Wake up yesterday morning, stumble into the bathroom, start getting ready, brush the teeth, you know, do all the things, and I reach for my deodorant.
What happened when you're brushing teeth?
I brushed my teeth, Chet. Don't. I know what you're going for. I know what you're going for.
Yeah, just wondering.
You can share that story if you would like to.
Mm-mm.
I reach for the deodorant and realize, uh-oh, we're at the point where I can't help but scratch on my armpits. It's so low.
Who gets there but you?
I get there sometimes.
I got there last week.
Yeah, see? It happens. And my first thought was, I don't want to have – I've got 18 things to do today. I don't want to have to buy deodorant.
Wow, that'll really take a lot of time.
It's just one extra thing to add to the list. So you know what I did, Chad?
Commando.
Amazon.com, baby. On the phone. Boom, deodorant. Boom, I need razor blades.
How
Guess
soon?
What shows up 3 hours later on my front step? Underrated, the greatest company in the history of the world.
I'm not pushing in any way. It's amazing. God knows what's going to show up in two more years. You know what I needed to arrive yesterday? Starlink. You know when the power went out?
Yeah.
Elon. Hey, Elon, give me a little Starlink in Plymouth. We'll probably have that, by the way. Wearing a baseball hat in a nice restaurant is tacky no matter what is on it. How nice of a restaurant was
it? It was casual.
Is it going to be 4 years of Trump bashing on your show? What part of that was Trump bashing?
It's just a hat. You're okay.
It was not. Were you Trump bashing there?
I don't think so. Are we talking about the hat or the deportation topic earlier?
No, this is related to this. You're so negative. No, in fact, we were both saying big deal. Who cares? No problem. Listening, underrated skill. Okay. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but the number one dream I have is I'm back broadcasting Wolves games. I had three straight nights, and it never works. It never works. Although it kind of worked yesterday, where I just joined Grady and Pete. I was hanging out, but then there was a major issue afterwards, right? Where all of a sudden Kevin Love is talking to me, but then that turned into a conflict with somebody else. Saturday, I'm filling in. I don't know if I was filling in for Grady or Horton. And it's 15 minutes before the game, and I'm talking to a buddy of mine, mm-hmm. who I've not seen since I last broadcast Wolves game. Haven't spotted him once. And I go to him and I say, who are they playing? And he goes, it's 15 minutes before the game. How is it possible? You don't know who they're playing. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who they're playing. He goes, do you know any of the players? I go, I don't know a single player. It's always I'm not prepared. And I used to be anal retentive on all these notes and stuff. But the Friday one is the weirdest one. So I'm broadcasting the Wolves game in New York. Shaletta calls me and says, you have to do me a favor. You need to go to this museum because they're going to honor me. What a shock. Shaletta's calling me, talking about herself. Mm-hmm. I know it's her. I go in this museum. I cannot get out. They're torturing me with imagery. And, like, I get to a door. It shows outside, and it shuts again.
Imagery of old Wolves games?
Yeah, could have been. Gundar's Vetra. Igor Rakosevich, all in front. No, like creepy things. Like I can see my family, but I can't get to them. I woke up like, you know, you have those dreams where it just like gets to you.
I almost called Gillette at like, this was like 4:45 in the morning. But it's never like a smooth, like, hey, there I am by myself or with Mikhail or Pete or Kelser or something bad always happens when I'm broadcasting games. So knock it off. The SNL Open, properly rated. When they started all ominous about Trump and then they go to, we were always with you. We are with you no matter what. And then they got, you know, the guy who imitates him coming out looking like Sylvester Stallone, yes, yeah, poking fun of himself and having fun with it. Bravo. Apparently that's a negative also. Yeah. To
Elon didn't like it.
Elon was mad. Mattel inadvertently sending people to the porn site. You want to explain that one?
I didn't see that story. I just heard DJ mentioning it a little bit today.
Yeah, well, you signed up for something. It turned out it took you to a porn site.
That's fine.
Whoops.
Probably not. How it's supposed to happen. The number of phone calls I've received the last 2 months on my phone offer me loan opportunities.
Are you pre-qualified?
By everybody.
Congratulations.
I am pre-qualified.
Must be nice.
Never, ever a company in Minnesota. Maybe.
Oh, what? You're your father now? You can't do business with anybody outside Minnesota?
Maybe a sixth of them have my name right. Stephanie, hey, you qualified. George. I mean, it's never me. It's just somebody else where I've pre-qualified. So thanks. I'm also getting a text from someone who claims that out with Jim Pete at a restaurant, which we were at like about 15 years ago. I blocked this person. I have other people block this person. She gets through the blocking, and you know what she wants to send me? Crochet. She crochets things that seemingly are very troubling. So if I disappear and you cannot find me for over 2-3 days, it's the crochet lady.
Find the crocheter.
Find the crochet lady, because it's a Kathy Bates misery sort of situation.
Do we need to contact Big Crochet and have them look into their people?
I don't know, because I'm a little worried. And then last thing, power out. So I listened to the football game yesterday on the radio. And I listened to my boy, P.A. I don't know Pete Bursis nearly as well as I know P.A., but I listened. And the gentlemen take a lot of heat in town because Homer, Homer, Homer this. Do they clearly both want the Vikings to win? Yes. Are they both reflections of fans who want the Vikings to win? Yes. Do they convey the excitement and the despair? Yes. I'll also add this. They are never timid in questioning a play call, a player's performance. So I think they do a great job. That is what NFL broadcasts are now. That's just what they are. And so if you're telling me they're only homers, I'm telling you, you don't listen. And by the way, they should want the Vikings to win, right? But what drives me nuts, and I can think of one broadcast, telecast in town where there's never, ever any candor about the team playing poorly. And it's always the officials' fault. And sure, will they blame officials on calls? Yeah. I also heard them saying, here's a break. So, bravo. Overrated to the buffoons who think it's always homerisms, properly rated because it's a compelling, entertaining NFL call. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Go back to your videotaping and don't send us what you're videotaping.
A lot of crocheting.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a good run for me. You honestly can't be friends. That's what people are telling you. I don't buy it for a second. Back in a moment. I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't give one single second of thought to voting for Trump. At the same time, I hope he's the greatest president in our country's history. I hope the next 4 years are amazing. I would love it if he reaches across party lines, appointing Stephen Miller today. Not quite the step I wanted to see, but by the way, he won decisively. He gets to appoint whoever he wants. I wouldn't appoint that guy to a dog catcher. Okay. But this suggestion from mainly bitter liberals, let's just label it that way, Dave, who are so mad about Trump winning again, that you better not be friends with anyone who voted for Donald Trump. Give me a bleeping break. Now, I will say this. More of my friends who are Republicans, if we even discuss politics, and the majority of my friends, we don't. Talk about whatever else is going on. They're not big fans of Trump, but they agree with Republican principles. And many of them vote for Trump. Many of them say, I can't do it. I'm not going to say who, but one of my closest friends on the planet is a passionate, absolute MAGA supporter. Do we agree on that? Nope. Do I love him? Yes. That's a sliver of life. That is a small part of life. My friend and I can find hundreds of other areas where we agree, where we laugh, we have fun. So we don't agree on one part of politics. Great. Again, do I want Donald Trump as the next president? Hell no. I don't. But he is. And so the idea I'm now going to do, because my friend's candidate won, and won with 312 votes, where I'm going to go, I'm going to take my ball and go home. I'm never talking to you. The thought doesn't cross my mind at all. And I think it's childish. You are allowed to love the guy, think he's the greatest president ever. You're also allowed to think, my God, what is our democracy going forward? Will we still have a republic, recess appointments, list after list after list? But if you are one, by the way, either way, let's say you're a MAGA supporter, you're a passionate Trump supporter, and you're not going to be friends with someone because they didn't vote for your guy, or vice versa. Broaden out. Grow up. It seems childish to me. What do you want to say about this? 651-461-9226. Dave Harrigan, what are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts first are this seems to be the mindset that perhaps costs the Democrats this election.
Yeah, because I'm seeing way more of this from the left than I am on the right.
Yeah. Sure, I think that's very fair. I think that's, you know, intolerance of the other political side. I realize it goes both ways, but yep. It certainly seems the further left you get, that's where you find it the loudest. And
superiority.
You know, great, great word. Yes, a complete superiority complex of, you know, I don't understand personally why a lot of people voted for Donald Trump over another. I mean, let me rephrase.
You do, but you just don't identify with it.
Yes. I don't understand why they make the choice. I understand why they support his policies.
How they've arrived.
I understand
that
they are conservative. I have many conservative values too, but I look at the man and say, I don't believe he is worthy for a vote. Others do, and that's just fine. Whereas I think you hear it from, like I said, the further left you go of not only can I understand it, it's idiotic. It's stupid. You're a moron for doing so. And I,
garbage,
as we're showing right here, can't be friends with you.
Let's pause and let's get back to people on this. I would love phone calls on this. Maybe you agree. Maybe you're a lefty who is so bothered by this, and you're allowed to be bothered. By the way, at some point, you got to just accept the results and move on and see what happens. And if you want to speak out on a regular basis, go ahead, speak out. Don't buy for 1 second. You're moving because I placed the over-under at 1.5. The number of people will actually move, and I'm staying with it. 1.5 individuals will move because of Trump. Not my guy. I just...
Does that count illegal immigrants?
Oh, they'll be moving. Just how and how many? Now, character for me does matter, and he fails that test in almost every way for me. That doesn't mean my friends who are Republicans or passionate Trump supporters, we're not going to hang out. Will we have a political conversation? Maybe. I don't know. I'm probably not the one to bring it up because I end up talking politics here. If they want to talk about it, we'll probably just agree to disagree. And we'll find 947 other areas where we'll laugh and joke or disagree in those areas. But to say my friendships are all ending, stop. I'm an adult. 46 past one. Where do you stand on this one? Give me a strong opinion. Text or call 651-461-9226. Okay, I really don't want to spend this segment on policy. I want to spend this on would you end a friendship over a vote? Because, again, I'm getting text, well, it's not going to affect you. How do you know it's not going to affect me? Okay, just the brief policy thing. I will repeat, I didn't spend a second considering voting for the guy. I don't think a republic is going to end. But I wish he wasn't the president. And I have great concern. But we also can have a separate conversation. And by the way, knowing what won't affect you, how do you know? How do you know what could affect me versus you? But this is, would you end a friendship over a vote on a vote for presidency? I am 1,000% no. 1,000. Now, if all of a sudden every conversation from the other person, Davis, back to it, and then we lose out on all the other fun, yeah, eventually, sure. But if that's just one part of it, we have all these other areas. Not for a second. Is that fair?
Yes. If it's somebody who disagrees with you politically and, you know, their person wins and they're rubbing it in and every time you meet them, it's back to politics. Yeah, that could get a little grating. But just for a vote and you can't go out golfing or go see a movie or head to dinner and talk about anything else? Of course not.
I think whoever does that is pretty shallow. I really do. Peter, go ahead. You're on CCO.
So I guess I got to reference a friend of yours and quote him by saying, it comes down to me and whose ox is being gored.
Yes.
I trust you're familiar with the reference.
I think I know that person.
And exactly. I thought you might. But for me, middle-aged white guy, you know, in many ways, not a big issue. But it comes down to what's the tipping point. I have very, very dear friends of mine. Born and raised in Mexico, have lived here for 15 years, became citizens about 6 years ago. The level of racism that's grown over the past few years, I guess I would end it if you said your buddy's this diehard MAGA person. Well, does that mean he's honestly believes people, immigrants, are eating dogs and cats and... At that point, yeah, you know what? I would. If somebody's a racist, you know what? I don't care if we both like the Vikings.
Yeah.
I don't care if they.
Let me just. Peter, let me jump in, and you jump right back in. If I have a friend who is a hater, who is offering filth, and is a racist, that person is not my friend. Period. End of discussion. If we have a healthy, if we have a healthy, spirited disagreement about Donald Trump, but I also believe that person is a good person, we just passionately disagree on this, then that person is still my friend. And I absolutely know many, I've called out Donald Trump's racist comments many, many times. I'm going to try to not react as much to his daily nonsense for the next 4 years, but the broad issues, I'm not going to back away. And the one friend I was talking about is a compassionate, kind person. We just don't agree on this part of life.
So, yeah, to that end, if it is, when it's, you know, you had said earlier, policy is one thing. But when I hear, and I have a daughter who's, you know, I just can't imagine the true diehard supporters who are believing that the issues with race and in the comments and how to treat women, and it's just some of that's virtue. Now, I have several of my brothers voted for Trump, and yes, I know they don't feel that way. I know they're not, you know, they don't fall into a racist category as such.
You're making my point, Peter. I got to jump into other calls and texts. Thank you so much. Sean, you're on WCCO.
Hey, thank you. Hey, first of all, I miss your dad. I never met him, but I always felt like he was a friend of mine just from his column in the radio.
Very, very, very nice to say that. Ever, so. Thank you.
Yep, I always felt lost an old friend. As far as a friend over politicals, I would never lose a friend over it. I've been active in politics, and some people have very personal reasons why they vote on issues. It could be social. Somebody might have a special gay niece or nephew. A lot of different reasons. You don't know people's backgrounds or why they may feel that way. You don't know everything about their personal life. I just try to accept they went with their best gut. They're still my friend, obviously, unless it gets in the racist area. So thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Chad, if your friend votes for a convicted rapist, remember you're judged by the company you keep. I'll stand by my friend and his character all the time. I just would never vote for Donald Trump. By the way, there might be a lot of people in your life, too, who have voted for Donald Trump, and you don't know about it, by the way. When I get in these situations with family and friends, I always remember that we have a lot more in common than just a vote and that we should respect our differences. I'm left, but definitely not far left. I'm reading text here. Over many, many years, if I'd adjust on the right, Trump will be a hard adjustment, but I'm confident I will. Would I lose a friend over it? Never. We're going to go 58-35. Take it at the bottom. My MAGA friends become emboldened through following Trump and posting on social media. They say racist and homophobic things. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. If one of my friends, I hope people know me by now. If one of my friends is saying racist or homophobic things, it's over. It's over. I don't spend time with them. But people have found a way to support Donald Trump when I never would. Who also, I don't believe for one second, they're racist or they're homophobic. Some who follow Trump, yes, they are. People I'm close to, if I'm close to them, I don't believe that for a second.
But I could see where people say if you vote for Donald Trump, you're voting for policies that are racist, that are homophobic, that are sexist. People could make that argument.
They could. I'm just taking the other side of the argument and could find other parts of it. I don't think that automatically makes you a racist or homophobe because you are behind a guy who has said a remarkable run of insulting things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.